My name is Lisa Wolford, and I also live in town. And I think you answered my question, but I just wanted to follow on up on the last question about the substation. I guess our substation is, you're saying, not necessary to this project. Is that right?
I'm suggesting that to get this power into the New England grid, this is not the only choice. Deerfield is not the only place where it can happen.
And I have another question. I went to a Greater Concord Chamber of Commerce presentation that Jack Savage was at, I'm pretty sure, last year, and Gary Long was there. And Gary Long, I think, is the CEO of PSNH. So he said he sort of gave the question a sort of nationalistic, regional spin, which was that the New England, and I'm not well-versed in power grids, but I take it that there are certain sections of the country that are a grid, and New England is one of those, and that New England needs the power. So it's not just that New Hampshire residents can look at New Hampshire and say, we don't need it, we don't want it. It's that New Hampshire ought to consider its role in the greater scheme of things. And I wondered if what you thought of that and whether that was sort of a legitimate. Is the country in crisis? Is the New England seaboard, the Northeast in crisis, and ought New Hampshire to do its part?
It's important, I think, to understand, yes, New Hampshire is part of a regional grid. The New England grid, or the independent system operator, is a nonprofit corporation which operates the electrical grid in New England. And I wasn't at that forum where Gary Long said that, but I've been at other forums when he said that, and I think it's a little misleading. There's a very sophisticated process in place at the ISO to take a look out in 4, 8, 15, 20-year increments of what the need for power is going to be in the region. And there's a process to create a market. This is really dense stuff, but it's a forward capacity market, which sends a price signal to encourage people to get into the market when it's appropriate for them to get into the market. And so when a project comes through the forward capacity market and then is subjected to the ISO's system reliability processes, that's how new projects come to market. And so it's a thoughtful process. It works well. The Northern Pass project, though, is not part of that. That project has been proposed to be developed outside of the normal planning processes. That's one of the reasons they don't qualify for eminent domain authority in the state of rights in the state of New Hampshire. So eventually New England is going to need more power plants. There's a system in place to ensure that they come online. The Northern Pass project has elected not to become part of that process. In part, I think, is because they probably wouldn't qualify as being needed for New England, at least on a timely basis, and so they've decided to operate outside of that planning process. They're allowed to do that, but when you do that, you surrender a lot of the rights associated with being a part of the grid.
Just a quick, excuse me, and much less technical answer. If you look at the 2011-2012 ISO New England report on the entire New England market, the capacity in New England today, generating capacity under the capacity supply obligation market for 2011-2012 is just under 35,000 megawatts. ISO New England projects 2020, 8 years from now, peak demand, the highest demand on the hottest, rottenest day when we all have our air conditioners on, as 31,000 megawatts. With all due respect, Mr. Long doesn't have his numbers straight. It's just not right. The other critical thing to remember is that, sure, we all as New Englanders are responsible for the New England grid. We want a grid that works, so when we switch on the lights go on. But think of Northern Pass in a really practical way. Think of if you wanted to put a windmill in your backyard to make some extra money, and in order to make that money, you had to connect your windmill up to the power grid so that when I turn on my lights, I can get a little piece of your power. If you put your windmill up and you connect it to the power grid, what you use to connect it is your own little extension cord. It's not part of the grid. So there's another misleading thing going on here. When people tell you you're responsible for your parts of the grid, sure you are. But Northern Pass is just a private project, just like your windmill, that wants to run an extension cord across New Hampshire to plug into the grid. And they want you to be misled and believe that extension cord is a big, important part of the grid. Well, it's not. It's just like, exactly like, if you put up a windmill and you wanted to hook it up to the grid so you can make some money. So don't be misled. He's wrong on the numbers, and he's wrong on the theory.